You're listening to Six Beats Under. I am DJ Wednesday. KXRY Portland, 91.1 and 107.1 on the FM band. And check it out if you're listening in Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach. It is 91.7 FM. We're streaming online everywhere, of course, at xray.fm. We also have the app, which is pretty fancy. Radio is yours. Again, this is Six Beats Under, and I have a special guest. I have Jeremy. He will be joining us in just a couple of minutes. Going to talk about his new project, Boredom and Romance. You know him, though, from prior projects, such as We Are Parasols, but also he's mixed and recorded a bunch of your favorite bands in town, too. So we're also going to talk about that. If you have a request, or you just want to say, hey, 971-220-KXRY. That is 5979. Keep it here. We'll be joined by Jeremy in just a moment.
Full of noise, yeah. I hear it all the
All right. That was a group called, is it Allegra Geller? Is that right?
Yes.
Right. I always like panic when I'm on the radio that I'm butchering everything, even though like casually we can talk about something and it sounds fine and it sounds great. But then I get on, you know, the mic and it's recorded and somehow I can't pronounce.
The band was named after the main character from Existenz, a David Cronenberg film. Jennifer Jason Leigh was the world's greatest game designer named Allegra Geller, except we purposely spelled the last name with an AR instead of an ER so that you could actually search for us and find us instead of finding everything about Existenz.
That is a good thing to do because Googling can be a weird thing where you're looking for something and you're like, oh, that's not what I wanted.
Yeah.
So, welcome, Jeremy.
Hello.
And Jeremy, we go back a couple of years. We've known each other for a handful of those years. You were prior to that in Allegra Geller. Like, I don't think I even remember you then, but you did perform.
At your night.
At my night in Los Angeles called Club Violin.
Yes.
A bit of a
shoegaze
night. But
Phil booked us. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Phil, they did a lot more of the band booking than I did at times. I did my own booking, but then they would do stuff. So, sorry I didn't book your band, but...
It's fine. I mean, we met Phil. I don't remember how we met Phil.
There's the LA connection now.
Yeah.
So there it is. But now you live here, I live here, and we got caught up when you were performing and singing a little bit, not really, at a group called We Are Parasols.
Mm-hmm.
And you also did some other projects and some remixing. We'll talk about that.
Hawks Do Not Share.
Hawks Do Not Share. That's right. So talk to me about this project, Boredom and Romance. What's the impetus of this?
Boredom and Romance is really just a continuation of a project I had called BDRM that was being pronounced as Bedroom. That started out as a solo project. The first EP is solo piano, and then I did a record that was a big collaboration with a lot of friends and other musicians, kind of exploring the idea of identity. And part of that identity exploration was like letting other people in to work on it and see what that inspired.
Yeah.
And then after that, Alec, the drummer for We Are Parasols, sort of became my main secondary partner.
Yeah.
And we're still for a while doing instrumental, mostly soundtracky or electronic stuff. And
he lives in Atlanta, Georgia still.
He lives in Atlanta and he comes out here. During Parasols, he usually came about twice a year to play shows. It's slowed down a little bit. He was supposed to be out here now to play shows, but he messed his wrist up, so we've pushed all of our shows back to April. So during the recording of Body Horror by We Are Parasols, Alec and I started working on this record that was still going to be BDRM. And originally I was only going to sing on a few couple songs on the record and it was going to be mostly instrumental, but as We Are Parasols wound down and I wasn't writing lyrics for that band anymore, I realized that I still had a lot to say and it had been a long time since I was a singer, and I decided to try it and I started having a lot of fun just experimenting with how I could sing and different techniques and writing very personal words that meant something to me. And so
not so much for someone else to sing.
Yeah. Like the emotions don't have to be translated through another human being, which I love that too, because there's cool challenges to that. But this was a chance to be more personal and explore a lot of the things that I felt like I hadn't fully explored in my life.
Yeah.
And so by the time it was done, we decided there were too many bands called something like BDRM or BDRM.
Yeah, there's a whole other group called that.
Yeah.
So that goes back to the whole Google effect, right?
Yeah, so we decided we were going to create our own Mandela effect and pretend that our band was always called Boredom and Romance. That's what the acronym meant.
Fair enough. Well, we have this track queued up. It's called 1995. Talk to me a little bit and the listeners about 1995. My question is, why 1995? Because there's also a weird Parasol song called 1995, and something tells me that was a banner year in Jeremy's life.
Well, they're kind of the same song, and they're kind of not the same song, but I think we can go into that later, because I think we're going to visit the Parasol song later. But for this one, this is the first one that was written. This was the original version. And it's about being in a band on tour in 1995, being young, new musician, and realizing how terrible and painful it is, and terrible things going on around you that you have no control over, and sort of trying to decide if this is really what you want to do for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And in my case, I suffered through it and kept doing it. And I can honestly say that many of the experiences since 1995 to now have been just as terrible as they were in 1995. But the importance of making the music and expressing yourself and trying to get it out there in front of people kind of overtakes that.
All right. Well, we've got the song queued up. This is 1995 by Boredom and Romance right here on X-Ray FM, 6 Beats Under.
It's 1995. She's finally alive. It's 1995. Slip into the night. The beats are alive. The boys are hair dyed. The makeup's wild. It's 1995. She found a reason to fly. It's 1995. She's barely alive. Sleeping in the backseat while you drive. Bands out of time. Stage was a street fight, but home is in the headlights. Just 'cause she found it didn't stop her coming undone. Someday she wishes she could start again. Just 'cause she lost it didn't wash that taste from her tongue. She always loved what she could live with.
We played both versions in 1995. We did it. So back to back, I thought that would be fitting.
They sound exactly the same, don't they?
They sound you have the same voice. Yeah, that's really that was the pinnacle thing. But yeah, I thought that would make sense since we just spoke about it. We didn't have to go back and explain it once again.
I mean, there is the why the other one exists, which is that while Alec and I were working on our version, for some reason D from Parasols kept hearing the beat differently than we did. So she kept telling me that I was singing it out of time or I was singing it wrong. And so I asked her how she would sing it. And she just started singing the song her way. And I thought it sounded kind of Depeche Mode-ish. So I recorded it on my phone. And then I took that phone recording and built the demo of around the that. Parasols version
around that, yeah.
And then rewrote the Parasols version instead of my version being about me being in Rosewater Elizabeth on tour and miserable and deciding to move on anyway. The Parasols version is about from a female perspective, being a young singer that kind of discovers the goth scene and breaks out of her house and goes to clubs and thinks she's found her people and joins a band and then has the same sort of terrible experiences, but instead of continuing on, she bows out and says, yeah, I'm not going to do this to myself.
You're not going to be goth?
Not going to be in a band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. in a band.
I mean, like, I get the goth part. It's a lifelong struggle, my friends. We know this to be true. Well, I know we talked off air. For those listening and for those following along, dear listeners, this is Jeremy from Boredom and Romance, as well as prior projects like We Are Parasols and Rosewater Elizabeth. But I don't have Rosewater Elizabeth queued up yet. We'll get to that in a minute. Wanted to talk about another project that you did with Bloody Knives called Last Ice. See, I did it to myself. I second-guessed myself, even though I know exactly what it is. Let's talk about this project, how that came to be, and some of the other projects that you're working on. So you record a lot of people. One of the things that you do is you mix and record. We all want to talk about also that you're working and recording and mixing the new Darkswoon album, which is a fan favorite around here. But before we get to all that business, let's talk about Last Ice. How did that come to be?
I think in 2018, I think, was when we got it really into Bloody Knives, and we started posting all this stuff on social media about how awesome they were. And out of nowhere, Preston reached out to us because he had seen the posts and liked us, and they were going to do a West Coast tour and invited us to join them. So we played a few shows with them. We learned a lot from playing with them. Our set became more and more punk rock as we went on. And we just became friends through the tour. And they had, before that tour, had recorded a record that they pretty much just shelved and decided they didn't want to release. And I asked them to send it to me, and they did. And then we offered to like remix some of the songs to do an EP. And they said, yeah, that's cool, but why don't we remix some of yours too? So we didn't have anything on release, but we gave them our entire No Center Line EP, and they did new versions of those songs. And then we did 5 songs from their record. And it was more than remixing. We were playing, yeah, adding additional vocals, just rearranging everything. And then I mixed it all.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was super fun. I wish we could have ever played live. We did a couple videos, but it's hard.
Yeah, Bloody Knives are great. If listeners out there want to go check them out, they're really awesome. They're really almost like, I don't know how to describe it, almost like gazy, like crash worshipy, kind of like they're just intense.
Yeah, they're very loud, punky shoegaze.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the early days, even though they sound like they're using guitars, up until the I Will Cut Your Heart Out for This record, they didn't use any guitars.
Wow.
Yeah. After that, they have.
But. Yeah, yeah. So we got this track called Chains. Tell me a little bit about this track.
This was one of their songs that we picked to rework. And Dee added additional vocals. I think both Dee and I play guitar on this. Alec did drum programming. So it's just a pretty drastic reworking of their song. And it was the first single from the record. And there is a really cool video that I made that I'm proud of. But it has a lot of flashing. So anybody sensitive, avoid that video.
Yeah, but worth finding on the tubes of you. I want to get into that track now. We'll come back. We'll chat more with Jeremy. Keep it here. We'll be right back. figured I would segue nicely into some tracks that, under the We Are Parasols moniker, but essentially collaboratively, a Jeremy remix under We Are Parasols. The remix of Human Faults by Dark Swoon. And you're working on their next album, which we talked a little bit about, but what can we expect? A little something different from Dark Swoon? Or they've evolved so much as a group.
Yeah.
That it's really, really amazing to watch. I've just kind of, it's always nice when you support live music, which I tell everyone to do, and you see groups, you know, I would say, you know, you have social media that says, you've known this person X amount of times. And I think it came up that Jana and I have known each other for like a decade or something. And I'm like, that tracks, because yeah. I've seen them evolve, you know, in that time. Growth as an artist, music.
Yeah,
the
I
band.
Think they took a giant leap forward, I think, overall when Nora joined.
Yeah.
The bass is kind of, you know, I kind of co-produce and mix it all, and, you know, it varies from song to song, but it's usually like the bass and the vocals are the things that need to be the dominant thing in the mix. There's exceptions. But yeah, I don't know how to explain how the new record is different from the last one. It's all the same people involved. It's definitely got a similar vibe, but I think it's a bit darker.
Yep.
Yeah, darker, and some of it's a bit heavier.
Yeah. Well, we're all kind of going through some heavy, dark emotional times right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know they are.
Yeah, it's just a lot to unpack, and so they're diving in a new album. We've got another track queued up for the listeners. The track is called Vine. Again, a We Are Parasols remix. How did you get involved with this track? And this is Zibling, by the way, another local Portland band, which I have not seen too much of them lately, but really just great, great music out of that duo.
Yeah, yeah. Zibling was a duo that we just kind of stumbled upon, I think, playing live. I think I saw them at Lovecraft or somewhere. I'm not really sure. And we're just blown away by what they were doing and Mariah's performance, her stage presence. And I think you know what happened? When you were doing Brickbat at Steep and Thorny, Mariah came to see We Are Parasols, or she was there to see you, and that's when we met her.
Got it.
She was like leaning over, staring at my pedal board.
Got it.
And so she told us about her band, and we went to see them, and we were blown away. And so she already knew about We Are Parasols. We saw them, and then I offered to record and mix them. And that relationship went on for quite a while. The majority of the stuff they have out now is stuff that I worked on.
Oh, that's great.
Some of it's beyond that. And so, yeah, they wanted to do a remix record, and Vine was, up to that date, our favorite song of theirs. So we really wanted to do a remix of it. And I want to mention just one thing to my bandmates, is that the remixes are very much not Jeremy Wilkins with those other two people. Those other two people are very much equally involved. I wouldn't be able to do any of the remixes without them.
Fair point. This is Vine, the We Are Parasols remix, Zibling. And then after that, we're going to play a little more new stuff. Boredom and Romance is what I'm talking about. Keep it here at X-Ray FM. This is Six Beats Under. And this is Zibling.
Thank you.
Then
another track by Mortimer Romance. Track is called Is This My Skin Forever? Of course, we heard Zibbling prior to that, the We Are Parasols remix of Vine. We heard Dark Swoon, Human Faults, the We Are Parasols remix of that. We heard Last Ice, and some We Are Parasols, Boredom and Romance, and Allegra Geller taking you to the top of the hour. Gonna switch gears musically here, Jeremy, because we can do that. We have the power to do such things. Want to talk?
Have the power.
Well, you know, I will yield it right now. A group that you were a part of called Rosewater Elizabeth.
Ooh.
And I know this is 90s, right? Let's talk about the 90s, right?
Because came out in 94. We probably started recording it in 92 or 93. We took a very long time to record this very short first record.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just such a far cry, like, from kind of what you do now. So I always find it, like, interesting. I think we became friends and we started collaborating together. We were doing Brickbat Mansion and a few other things together. And I would never have guessed that Rosewater Elizabeth is sort of a group you were a part of. I mean, love that kind of music.
My first band.
Yeah, love that kind of music, as everyone here in the world knows, that's kind of my jams. And it's such a leap from what you're kind of doing now. Not in a bad way, it's an evolution. So talk to me about Rosewater Elizabeth. How did that come to be?
Well, the core of Rosewater Elizabeth, the original three members, I mean, originally there were four members. Myself, my best friend Milza, Dan, the guitar player, and Melissa, the vocalist. And Dan and I have known each other since middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met Milza and Melissa in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Milza and I basically wanted to start a band. Melissa and I dated briefly in high school and then broke up. And then she contacted me one day and said she wanted to hang out. And I said, oh, you want to hang out? You sing, right? Because she like went to the art school for vocals. And I said, well, why don't you come over and try singing with Mills and I in our band? And then Dan was a very good guitar player and was teaching me how to play guitar. And we convinced him to join us. And that was sort of the beginning of Rosewater Elizabeth. I think Melissa and I were both too young to get into like 21 and over clubs when we started the band. And yeah, we just kind of all had a love for the Cocteau Twins and Dead Can Dance and U2 and went for it. And it's funny because you say like what I'm doing now is an evolution from there. But when I listen to Rosewater Elizabeth, I don't see a ton of cohesion between what we were doing.
But I'm a big fan. Big fan of goth and gays and all the sort of intertwinings of it. So I can always sort of pick out where I can hear bands are like, oh, you like shoegaze or you like this. Yeah. I mean, you did a cover on another group. You did a cover of Dagger. Like,
yeah.
Anyways, it's to me.
Rosewater did a cover of The Smiths.
So I can just see some things that may not be obvious, but I'm like, I could see artists coming from that. I could see, for an instance, you have someone like Trent Reznor introducing The Cure in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Where there's always some thing there, where like I can see that. You know, you have the guitar player from the Metallica stating the Cocteau Twins is one of his favorite bands.
A lot of metal guys really like the Cocteau Twins, a lot of metal guys really liked We Are Parasols too. Towards the end, it was a very strange and amazing thing that these metal guys were so into us, because I mean Alec, our drummer, is very into metal.
Yeah,
but it was interesting. Like,
yeah,
that was not the crowd we thought was going to go for us.
Totally.
Rosewater. The crowd that went for Rosewater was everybody from shoegaze people to punk rock kids to middle-aged hippies and new age people in Florida. We thought that those people would continue liking us forever, but when Rosewater broke up and Melissa and I started Underwater, it just everything changed.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, now you're trip-hop or electronic and we don't like it anymore. It was weird.
Well, we're going to play a track called It Swallows Me Whole. Thanks, Jeremy, for coming out and hanging out for this past
hour. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It was a blast.
Yeah, it's fun. Talking's fun. We're going to play this track and you can hear it, right? All right, I want to thank once again Jeremy from Boredom and Romance and Rosebud or Elizabeth. Let's not cut that short. This is his other group. Guy is like in 900 bands over his lifetime, but there's nothing wrong with that. This is Hawks Do Not Share. I do want to mention DJing this Friday night with Bridal Veil and the Waves Crashing at Twilight. And I do have a record store Black Friday gig in the works, which I'll announce as it draws closer. But as a reminder, this weekend, did I say it was Friday? It's Saturday. Get it together Wednesday. This Saturday, the 8th, Twilight Cafe with Waves Crashing in Bridal Veil. All right, thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Six Beats Under X-Ray. Black Lagoon.